come on in.
It's President Ida. It's all right with you if you don't need anything more than I'd like to. I thought I'd leave you.
Of course you should, actually.
Well, no, I mean, I want to be here.
Don't anyway.
But I did want to just check.
Sure.
And I'll say if you...
No, you gotta go to the S&E on everything I want.
That's fine. Couple of things in the beginning. Did Scott say something today about Rumsfeld? There's a big Rumsfeld push coming.
I never believed.
Because I'm shooting that down.
It's ridiculous.
The other point I'm making in terms of the cabinet meeting, and I want to make sure that I understand that, is that you referred to interim steps in the cabinet group as to how things are going to work.
For what?
The interim steps.
That's right.
I want to pull people away from the fact that you announced in the cabinet meeting how that you said interim steps.
Yes. These are the steps they're going to be.
Right.
This person, and an A.
That's right. But then you said this does not say how the White House staff would be structured.
That's correct. But I don't want to leave too much uncertainty because Garmin is interim, Cole is permanent.
I've made that point on background.
And as far as the Haldeman is concerned, I'm not sure. I may not even replace him at all.
See, what I said in the briefing today is that the president has not made the decision as to how the
Yeah, tell him one second on him.
As to how the White House staff will be structured or operated, I assume that's a position you want to
get. That's right. But I just want him to know that the government's going forward.
That's the point I'm making.
It's in good shape.
I'm making that point, but people were starting to bolt with a story that the president announced today in the cabinet room, this staff structure, or that new structure. I said, no, it's an interim step as to how things will work. And then I went through.
And you found out who leaked the story in the FBI?
I think what happened is people, I'm convinced it wasn't Garmin.
I don't know, I'm just so goddamn suspicious now. I don't know.
I hope I didn't handle that wrong, but I tried to put it in the right perspective.
You can see why I was so angry.
Yes, sir.
I just couldn't. But
actually,
caught out in front of Bob Holman.